Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls, it's election day. Welcome to the Balance. / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Tom Marquist. This is the national live edition, coast to coast of the Balance and the Gary Snyder Show on election day. Got a lot to talk about coming up right here next. Mr. Brian Howley, we're going to talk about some negative advertising going on between Melinda Kennedy and Greg Ballard here in Indianapolis. Obviously, when we join up with the Gary Snyder Show, we're going to talk about some politics up there in Grand County as well, some Huntington and Marion County as well. We get right back. We're going to join up with the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Customers for corn delivery. Call 888-3-4-CORN for more information concerning harvest. Making harvest better at Central Indiana Ethanol.
Firearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through 21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com.
All right, and welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. We're having some problems connecting with the Gary Snyder Show, and we'll get right with them. Joining us now is Mr. Brian Howie. Brian, are you with us?
I believe so. Are you hearing me?
I am. I apologize. Leave it to Election Day when a million things are going on at one time to to have technical problems connecting with everybody at different parts of the state.
Well, the good thing is that the polling seems to be going pretty well across the state. I only seen a couple of minor problems here and there. So the technical hitches, I guess, are left to radio here.
That's right. Well, you know, and we certainly want to get into that as soon as we're able to connect back with the Gary Snyder Show. We want to be able to really talk about some of the things statewide, and I know that your organization covers a lot of that. And we certainly want to dive into this huge negative campaign that Greg Ballard and Melinda Kennedy have really found themselves in the middle of. So I tell you what, if you can hang on right here for us just a moment, we'll connect back with the Gary Snyder Show, and hopefully we'll all be good. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Sean Mark with El Presidente. It's election night, and we're gonna talk. Yep, you got it. Your civic duty to get out there and vote. If you've not done it, you've got about an hour Eastern time to get that done.
Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day. Plus, have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
Another man's arms holding me back. Nobody knows what I'm feeling inside. All I know is I want to win pride. I've got my dream.
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, and hopefully all the bugs have been worked out, and we are joined by Tom Marquis and the Balance Radio Network. Tom, welcome.
We are here, and thank you so much. I don't know if it was on our end or on your end, but like I was just telling Brian during the break here, leave it to Election Day for everything to go crazy when everything's already crazy enough as it is. Joining us is Brian Howie. And do you need a sponsor break there, Gary?
I know we are good. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to make sure I didn't exclude them. We're joined with us by what I consider one of the top bloggers, information person online for politics, especially considering concerning Indiana politics, Brian Howie of the HowieReport.com. How are you doing, Brian?
Excellent. How are you?
Good. Did I say your organization wrong?
Howie Politics Indiana is the official name, but a lot of people just call it, you know, when my newsletter comes over the internet, they just say the Howie's arrived. So I've done some pretty decent branding over the last 17 years.
Well, everybody knows
Howie. I know someone who has been on the receiving side of my name being on your site and your newsletter in the past. I always go search my name on your site every day just to make sure nothing is up.
Well, hopefully something's up. A lot to talk about, you know, particularly later on this evening here. We got some fascinating mayoral races going on around the state.
Let's get right into them, Brian. Let's start first down in Indianapolis where Greg Ballard and Melina Kennedy seem to be having a, I don't know, how would you best describe it?
Well, it was a bit of a Donnybrook, a lot of negative advertising. Kennedy did come out with a vision ad right in the last weekend, and everybody seems to think that that this thing was going to go down to the wire. Obviously, we've got about less than an hour of polling, and we're getting different reports about, you know, how the African-American turnout, which is pretty critical for Kennedy. She seemed to be getting a lot of early boats, but I had the race as a toss-up, and to tell you the truth, I can't really tell you how it's going to go. I think it may come down within, you know, 5,000-7,000 votes.
Now, Brian, obviously, and we talked about this a little bit before the break here when we were before we went national here, and that is that this race has been one of the most negative races I've seen in Indianapolis for a long time. It's probably going to come down to one of the closest races of one time. I think, in my opinion, that Melinda Kennedy pulled the trigger first, and it's just kind of been a reaction from Bart Peterson here on out. So I guess, of course, I know a lot of our listeners there on Gary's show can pick up in Indianapolis TV stations and Indianapolis online stuff, and so I'm sure they're no stranger to what's going on here in Indianapolis. But can you help our local listeners and even national listeners who are trying to sift through the good and the bad and what is just propaganda thrown out there all in one big stew pot? Here in Indianapolis, a really big, big negative campaign has been going on between Melinda Kennedy and Greg Ballard, getting a lot of national attention, and it's gotten a lot of big names, a lot of money's been spent. This is the textbook definition of going negative on a political race. Can you help us sift this race out?
Well, a little bit of background. Indianapolis for many years was a Republican stronghold. That began to change in the late 90s, and Bart Peterson, the Democrat, was able to end a Republican dynasty. That was a fairly intense race in 1999 with Sue Ann Gilroy. He easily won a re-election in 2003, and then we get to 2007, and that was the race, the year that we saw about 40% of our mayors across the state lose, and they got engulfed in the property tax crisis. And the reason the 07 race didn't really go negative was Greg Ballard kind of came out of nowhere. He was kind of an unknown, didn't have much money, and he upset Peterson without firing off a single negative ad. And so he entered this cycle in what I call pristine condition. He had never thrown a speck of mud. And so now we get into a very competitive race. The county is shifting from a Republican bastion to a Democrat, and therefore we've probably seen more negativity in this particular election simply because the parties are very competitive. I'm not sure how many more cycles that's going to last. I think the city is going to be very Democratic in the not-too-distant future. But when you get that kind of a friction, point, then you're going to get the negativity, because that's obviously the key to winning elections, according to a lot of the political operatives.
Well, Brian, when you take a look, I know one of the local TV stations down in Indianapolis had a poll out that put Ballard up by 11 points. How much credibility to that poll, and is that really a true snapshot of the race at that time?
Well, my concern about the Wish Franklin College poll was that normally you poll likely registered voters. And in this particular poll, they just did registered voters. And I thought that was a little strange. This is a group out of Michigan, Epic, polling. They're kind of new to the state. And I guess we're going to find out, you know, how valid their polling is with this particular race. They had Ballard up by 11. That seemed to mirror what the Ballard internal polling showed, but it also had a 20% undecided, and I thought that was a little high. So if you go on that poll, Ballard should have been a heavy favorite going into this. I mean, anybody that's got a double-digit lead like that, you'd think that they're a pretty heavy favorite. But just about everybody I talked to, you know, Jim Shella, Kevin Rader, Abdul, the whole group, you know, felt like this was still a toss-up race. And I still think a lot of people think it's going to be close. But, again, we'll know in about 3 or 4 hours, you know, where things are.
Now, Brian, we're talking to Brian Howie of Howie Politics Indiana. And for us political junkies like myself and Gary, you're no stranger. And so we appreciate all the work that you do to keep us all pretty much informed of what I consider a very, very legitimate source for Indiana politics. So in your opinion, I know it's very, very, very close, and do you think we're going to know who the Indianapolis mayor is going to be tonight, or is this going to be something that's going to drag on before till the provisional ballots and the absentee ballots are all counted and put in place?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I suppose if it comes down to a couple hundred votes, yeah, we may be, it may be one of those late night, early morning things. Haven't heard a lot of talk about that, but when you get a close race, there's always that possibility. So we'll have to see. You know, fasten your seatbelt.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit, Brian, and move on up here to my neck of the woods in Fort Wayne in a race that, fortunately or unfortunately, I found myself in the middle in as being a radio talk show host and blogger. But we have Democrat Tom Henry. He's being challenged by Republican Paula Hughes. And just looking at this race from where I sit and the people that I talk to and a lot of the Republicans in Fort Wayne, the consensus is Tom Henry's done a pretty good job. Paula Hughes is trying to make the case that he hasn't, obviously. Paula Hughes has, you know, her background being on county council and, you know, quite frankly, a long list of tax increases that, you know, she's been for, which led the Chamber of Commerce up in Allen County to, actually endorse the Democrat Tom Henry in this race. How do you see this from down in Indianapolis?
Well, I kind of went out on a limb yesterday and said that I thought Hughes might have had the advantage going in, and that was simply based not on any kind of statistical polling or anything, but the fact that, again, Fort Wayne, after the Helmke annexations many years ago, and when I was at the Journal Gazette, I covered some of that. It was supposed to be a Republican city, and Hughes, kind of came from behind in that primary against Liz Brown and really closed fast. And so my thought was that we might see something similar. I was on the phone with Dan Parker, the Democratic chairman, yesterday, and he was very, very confident that Tom Henry was going to hang on. So, again, a very similar race to Indianapolis. It seemed like it was very hard fought, potentially could be close, not a lot of statistical data as far as polling that gives us a good snapshot of where things are. And so we were kind of, flying a little blind right here on this one. So I'm keenly going to be watching to see how that one goes this evening.
Now, Brian, thanks so much for joining us. Talking about that race right up there in Marion, what do you think about that mayoral race up there in Marion? And I kind of got in trouble on mentioning some things that have happened in the past with this particular candidate or that's happening now regarding some tax warrants. Do you think that the public needs to know about resolved and unresolved issues or even unresolved issues for that matter that are impersonal in nature but that have to do with things like paying taxes and stuff? Do you think that the voters have the right to know that, or do you think that should be completely off limits?
No, I think that any time a person intersects with, holding public office, becoming a public servant, and how they deal with their personal issues that intersect with the public good, and that includes things like paying taxes, whether you've had several DUIs, for instance, or a criminal background, whether you keep you have a lot of rental properties that are in disrepair, if you don't keep up on your child support, those are all issues that I think are very legitimate when it comes to a campaign, and how somebody conducts their personal life kind of can give you some idea of what kind of public servant they can be. Now, I've always thought that Mayor Siebold was probably in pretty good shape. Matter of fact, looking at a lot of the auto towns that went through a real tough time during this the Great Recession of 2009 and 2010, and I guess even into 2011 here, Elkhart, Mayor Moore, Greg Goodnight in Kokomo, Mayor Siebold, they've all done a pretty good job in very, very difficult times. And I've got all three of those particular mayors as fairly heavy favorites.
Well, let's look ahead, because as soon as this election ends here in about a half an hour, we start in earnest, if we haven't already, which we know we have, the 2012 elections, and we have a couple of huge matchups here in Indiana. First of all, Richard Lugar being challenged by Richard Murdoch, and I was fortunate enough to interview former Secretary of State George Shultz about 3 weeks ago about his endorsement of Senator Lugar. You know, how do you, can you not wait for that to really kick into high gear? And even up here in the Huntington area, boy, we have two heavyweights at the General Assembly level in State Representative Dan Leonard and Representative Espich grappling for that spot in District 50.
Yeah, well, I think that the 2012 election is just going to be absolutely fascinating on a number of fronts. We've seen a very unsettled presidential race. There are a lot of us that think that, you know, like the Obama-Clinton race in 2008, we may have an Indiana presidential primary next year that may, you know, be very very competitive and very relevant coming into next May. We've got the Lugar-Murdoch race, which I think is going to be fascinating. And, yes, we've got a handful of intra-party after the redistricting in the Indiana General Assembly. Certainly the Espich-Leonard race is going to be a fascinating one to see you know, how that gets sorted out. And, you know, we've seen, I call it the, you know, the screen door flapping in a squall line where there was a surge for Obama in Indiana, went blue in 2008, and then it came back the other way, and we saw the Republicans pick up congressional seats and Obama's popularity dropped. And now, you know, the epic rubber match coming up here. And I think it's going to be absolutely fascinating. One thing on the Lugar-Murdoch race, if we get a presidential primary that matters, let's say that Romney doesn't have it sewed up, that could have an impact on that Senate race. And I think that in that particular case, that would probably favor Senator Lugar simply because that race would tend to draw in, you know, some Democrats. A lot of independents and more of the Republican universe. If there isn't a presidential primary that means something, then we may see a low turnout. And I think that would probably help Richard Murdoch a little bit.
Well, hey, Brian Howie, thanks for joining us today. Real quick, where can people find your work?
I'm at www.howiepolitics.com, and it's been great. I know we've missed signals in the past, but let's do that again here pretty soon.
Well, hey, we have Abdul on once a week. Maybe we can get you on in a similar manner.
Okay, sounds great. Let's do it.
All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Good evening, this is...
All right, it's election day right here on Blog Talk Radio, Balance Radio Network. My name's Shawn Marquis, El Presidente. I'm your host. So glad that you could join us. Make sure that you do your civic duty. Get out there and vote. It's your responsibility. This election itself has more impact on you and your families than the presidential election. Why? Because it does. And, you know, because your local city, county council, your mayor's race, all of those people have a direct effect on your life and how you move forward. My name's Tom Marquis. You're listening to The Balance / Gary Snyder Show on Election Day. We'll be right back with more great talk as Americans, because we can do that.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located in 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name is Tom Marquis. It's election day. Have you gone out there and vote? here on in the Eastern time zone part of the state. Some of you guys have an extra hour, about an extra hour or an extra, actually not quite an hour, maybe 45 minutes. Polls close at 6 o'clock across the state, depending on where you're at, depending on how much more time that you have here in the state of Indiana. So glad that you could join us. I tell you what, we've got a great guest coming up here in the next hour. We've got Kristen Scheckler of the Sentinel News up there in Fort Wayne. We're going to talk about that mayor's race up there in Fort Wayne. That's going to be a good race, and we're going to talk a little bit about it with Gary. Coming up right here next, though, John Brodigan. Always a pleasure to have him here on the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Keep in mind, guys, we are counting down. Saturday, all sports, Balance Gridiron. You be there. Hey, if you guys want to jump in our political conversation, give us a call, 917-889-8516. We get back, we'll be talking more with the Gary Snyder Show, because it's election day, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about elections right here on the Balance / Gary Snyder Show on the Balance Radio Network. Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. I am your host for the live portion of our show. And I tell you what, we've got a lot going on. We've got a lot jam-packed into the next hour or so. And we're going to be talking about the Fort Wayne's mayor's race. We're going to be talking a little bit about that race down in Evansville. Of course, a lot more talk about the race right here in the capital city of Indianapolis. Melinda Kennedy, Democrat, versus incumbent Greg Ballard, Republican. It's been a nasty battle. It's been a long battle, and it's going to be a long night. It's going to be one of the closest races that Indianapolis has seen in a very, very long time. So stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back with more election coverage right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. So glad that you could join us today.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, TBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty, the same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-291-8732 to get your free copy now. 800-291-8732. 800-291-8732.
Bringing local news to Van Buren, Matthews, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. Grant County Clerk of Courts Mark Florence says things are going as smooth as possible at the polls today. Florence says there hasn't been any technical glitches or problems at any location. Florence said he couldn't indicate what voter turnout was like so far, but reports indicate that it's heavy in some places and not in others. Florence said they've had the normal questions about voter registration and normal setup issues, but things are running smoothly. The polls close at 6 p.m. You can hear full election results coverage at 6 p.m. right here on 1400 WBAT. and a Peru teenager has been charged with robbing a Peru gas station in late October and then trying to rob the same station last weekend. 19-year-old Cole Lane is charged with armed robbery for the October 30th holdup of the Good Oil station on West Main Street in Peru. He's also charged with attempted robbery for trying to rob the same station last Sunday. Police say they had staked out the station after receiving a tip. Lane was captured with a knife and a note on him that he allegedly planned to use to rob the gas station, but was foiled in his efforts because the station was closed when he showed up to rob it. Lane is being held in the Miami County Jail on $50,000 bond. And the Howard County Commissioners are looking at increasing health premiums and different deductible plans for employees to keep the county's self-insured plan solvent. After a lengthy discussion yesterday, commissioners decided to take the issue under advisement and set a meeting for next Thursday to further discuss the insurance crisis. This is the second time since September that county employees face an increase in health insurance costs. Last July, the commissioners voted to make three changes in the county's health insurance plan, including higher fees for deductibles, out-of-pocket expenses, and prescriptions. And a cyclist riding his bike in the dark was killed earlier this morning when he was struck by a truck north of Pendleton. Indiana State Police say the man was riding his bicycle along State Road 67 north of Pendleton when he was hit and killed by the truck at about 6 a.m. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, highs near 70. Tonight, cloudy with showers and a possible thunderstorm after midnight, lows around 55. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy, and cooler with showers and a thunderstorm likely, highs near 60 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is Don Rumsfeld, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
I'm through with standing in line, the clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth, and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs, and a bathroom I can play baseball in, and a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chair with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus for.
All right. A little bit of Nickelback just for our next guest, John Brodigan with Brodigan. All right, before we do get to them, I got some, got to pay the bills here a little bit. All right, for all of you who have listened in the past, you know my dilemma when I had to buy some new carpet for my home. I did what everybody else did. I checked out all the big home improvement box stores. When I did this, I found something was missing. That's right, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting, Mohawk, Stainmaster, Balo, Shaw, and the list goes on, they also had that special and tangent that was missing from all of those large home improvement box stores. Great customer service, attention to detail, not personal touch. So, if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl, heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Huntington, Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor. And you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at LehmanFloorCovering.com or just come on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Edna Avenue, just up the road in Huntington, what, 20, 25 minutes maybe, give or take. And, of course, if you cannot remember that, all you really need to remember is GaryLSnyder.com, the center of the political and sports world on the World Wide Web. All right. We are joined by Tom Marquis, co-host of this show from 4:30 to 6. And now, John Brodigan with Brodigan. Welcome.
Nickelback, really? This is how I remind you?
You know, I saw you were making such a big stink today on Facebook about Nickelback playing at, I don't know, some football game. So I thought I would just pull some Nickelback out for you.
Well, okay, general rule of thumb, whenever I bother bringing up Detroit at all on my Facebook page, it's just to make fun of the programming director at my radio station.
And I reciprocated by playing Nickelback.
How are you today, sir?
I am pretty good. We have elections coming up here. It looks like all the morning crew who are handling the election results are streaming in. So, you know, it's going to be a fun night, especially if you're a political junkie. And, you know, for me, this is not the end of a political season. This is the beginning of a new one.
Exactly. That's what I was saying. I was telling people, like, as soon as you vote today, the 2012 elections have begun.
And that's going to be huge here in Indiana.
Yes, because you guys are going to elect Richard Murdoch, the new senator of the state of Indiana.
You really think so?
I really think so.
You've been drinking that Tea Party Kool-Aid, haven't you?
Well, no, it's not the Tea Party Kool-Aid. I've actually been drinking Rush's Two of My Tea, which is why I know that.
I think when it comes down to it, we just had Brian Howie on from HowiePolitics.com, who, surprisingly enough, apparently is going to be at least a regular guest on the show now. He says it all depends on the upcoming presidential campaign, on who wins this, believe it or not, saying that if it's a contested presidential campaign between Romney and, say, Perry or Kane, that could bring the moderate crowd out in larger numbers, and that would help Lugar come next May.
Well, it is a question. The primaries in Indiana, is it open or is it closed?
They are open primaries.
Oh, okay. Then in that case, that could work. I mean, if it was a closed primary, the same people who hate Lugar are the same people who hate Romney. So he wouldn't stand a chance.
Right. And now, you don't register as a Republican or Democrat here in the state of Indiana. Now, we had 4 years ago when Obama and who's that lady's name, that Secretary of State? I forget her name. It escapes me.
Bill's wife.
Help me here, guys.
Hillary Rodham.
Yep.
Hillary?
That's her.
Oh, my God.
You know, we had a lot of Republicans that jumped ship and voted in the Democratic primary. And we ran into a problem with some of the candidates the next year running for office who filed to run as a Republican and ran into trouble because their last vote in a primary was in a Democratic primary, and they were booted off the ballot.
So now, did they do that because of Russia's Operation Chaos?
Most likely.
Because if that's the case, don't!
Because when you take a look at if you're eligible to run, I guess if you're a quote-unquote, and I'm doing the air quotes here, although you can't see me on the radio.
Okay.
Register one party or another, it's your last primary. Which party's primary did you vote in the last primary? And that tells you whether you're a registered Republican or Democrat. And a lot of Republicans ran into trouble because they, for some reason, jumped party ship and voted in the Democratic primary and were booted off the ballot simply for the fact that, you know, their last vote in a primary was for a Democratic president. And, you know, basically we had, at least in Huntington and the surrounding area, we had candidates being kicked off ballots. We had precinct committeemen being booted out of their spots, party leadership being booted. It caused a real problem up here for some people.
And those are generally the people who support Richard Lugar, so, like, they can't vote in the primary.
Well, they will be able to now. I think when you take a look at this 2012 race, and I'm going to handicap it a little already, Senator Lugar has a huge name recognition. I don't think the Tea Party has the sway that they have. I think the higher you go up on the ballot, the less sway they have. And my guess is when all is said and done, this is still probably a 53-54-46 win for Luger.
I will bet you a New York Junior's cheesecake that Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch wins the Senate primary.
That is a bet, my friend.
Does Indiana even have delicacies?
Ours is what's the official state pie? Sugar cream pie. So I will bet you a Wick's sugar cream pie against your cheesecake on this one.
Deal.
And either way, I win. All right. You've went and voted today. I did not get to vote today simply because I live out in BFE, and people in BFE do not get a vote in municipal elections here in Indiana.
Okay. See, I live down the block from the same polling station that my family's been going to for the past 34 years.
So it's a place where everyone knows your name.
Yes. I walk in and they go, John. Well, not really, because they couldn't figure out if I was District 55 or District 56.
Does the Cheers music play when you walk in?
It really should.
John, you got anything for John, or am I just going to filibuster the whole half hour here?
I thought that's what you were going to do, so I was like, okay. No, I'm just kidding. I just think this whole – and we've talked about this on the show. I think we've talked about it enough. I think the media has talked about it. Now we've got another fifth person with John Cain. He's obviously doing his press conference right now, which I am not able to hear, but I'm DVRing it, so I'll go back and watch it. I don't know if his new theme song is going to be Sexual Healing, but, you know.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be great, wouldn't it? But here's the thing. I think this has just gotten blown way out of proportion. I think that maybe at some point there was one person that he had inappropriate conversations with. I think this latest person discredits any and everybody that comes after her. Okay, we had another person that came out today. Apparently there was a question that was asked. Hey, let's go to have that lady that just asked the question join me for dinner. I'd like to engage in more conversations with her. His staff people said, okay, we'll join you. There was four women. He paid for some bottles of wine. That's where the inappropriate stuff. You know, this is just getting ridiculous. I just think that – and when you look at the lady from yesterday, two bankruptcies, a paternity suit – Plus Allred. I mean, it just screams. Well, it just screams. Obama says there can only be one black man in this race, and it ain't you, Cain.
Well, here's the rub. Generally speaking, Gloria Allred gets involved, and everyone rolls their eyes. But when it's the fourth accusation, when even after 2 weeks in the press conference today, the Cain campaign still can't figure out what the hell they're doing. It's kind of hard to let yourself be that outraged. I mean, if the first accusation was Gloria Allred, then everything's a joke. After four accusations and 2 weeks of screwing up the response to a fare thee well, he's done.
I agree. The first two that were settled, you know, we may never know what happened there, and it's probably best for Herman Cain that it probably doesn't come out. But once Gloria Allred put her pie hole on TV, then I stopped looking at or paying attention. It's unfortunate because if something did really happen to her or any of the women that come forward after her, it was ruined by Gloria Allred sticking her face on TV and trying to, and let's be honest, capitalize. She is the white woman version of Al Sharpton.
Unfortunately, but
all right, guys, quick break. We'll be right back here in a minute. I'm here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
You have me, the radio guy. You have David Penikoff, the newspaper guy from the Chronicle Tribune.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, T-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. So glad that you could jump on board with us on Election Day across the state of Indiana and, of course, across the nation. We're going to be joining back up with John Brannigan and the Gary Snyder Show. Never know what the two of them are going to come up with in conversation. And coming up here in the very next hour, tell you what, we're going to have a great conversation about that mayor's race up there in Fort Wayne. Christian Sheckler of the Fort Wayne News Sentinel is going to join us and talk to us and break down that race. And at the bottom of the hour, we're going to really break down some more about this Melinda Kennedy and Greg Ballard race right here in Indianapolis. And the Evansville, Indiana race also has potential to be one of those big races. And as you heard Brian Howie talk about right here in Indiana, this could be a key pivotal point in the presidential election. So that'll be one of the things that we want to get into conversations with as well. Write down these digits, 917-889-8516. The number you need to get in touch with me. We're going to be on the air for about another hour. If you're on Eastern Time Zone in the state of Indiana, don't you love living in a state where we have two different time zones, different conversation, different day? I'm just saying, we need one time zone, guys. Come on, Southern Indiana. Come on, Chicago, Gary. East Chicago. They don't even want to be a part of you. East Chicago, push them over to Indiana. Gary, come on, Evansville. Get with the program. Eastern time zone's the way to go. We'll have that conversation on another show. So glad that you guys could join us. We're waiting to connect back up with the Gary Snyder Show. Obviously, they're stacked deep with all the political commercials that they've got to jam in for the next 10 minutes. We've got a big race that's going up there in Marion and Huntington as well, right here in Indianapolis. We talked to Brian Howie. You know, several million dollars have been spent over the last year in this race between Melinda Kennedy and Greg Ballard, the incumbent Republican, against Melinda Kennedy, the Democrat, who was the deputy mayor for Bart Peterson in his tenure. You know, just a lot of mudslinging, a lot of stuff going on. I think Melinda Kennedy pushed the trigger. And right after I get off the air, I'm actually headed down to election return headquarters down there at Greg Ballard, going to be covering that party that he's got going on down there, or Wake for that matter. And so we'll certainly break all of that down. We'll have all the sound bites and stuff for you right here on the Gary Snyder Show and Balance / Gary Show. We'll try that again. The Balance / Gary Snyder Show. My name's Sal Marquis. We're going to catch up with the Gary Snyder Show right now. I think they have finished all their political mudslinging.
Good thought. Oh, is this appropriate to have playing in the background as Herman Cain is giving his, interview, press conference? I don't know. You tell me. I think it's funny. Probably not if you're Herman Cain. Are you guys back?
I'm back. Are you back?
Yeah, here. We're all here.
We're all here.
We're all here. You read my mind, Gary. As I was talking, I was multitasking. I was actually looking for that sound bite to play. We are like a married couple. we know what's going on.
You guys ask for it, I deliver. How about that?
I don't think we asked for it. I just said I think that would be funny. That's going to be his new election. Apparently it's raising any money.
And Gary,
I have to admit that is a lot better than, I guess, Newt Gingrich having his cell phone ringtone as, Dancing Queen by ABBA. And going off in the middle of a press conference.
Yeah, he had a couple missteps early on. That was definitely one of them.
We actually had a whole show dedicated to Newt Gingrich, and it was.
I was on that show.
Newt Gingrich Ringtone Wednesday one time, so we had a lot of fun with that.
Those were some.
Yeah,
good
and that's
times.
Awkward silence.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants that Newt Gingrich ringtone. Well, it's got to be better than Tupac, I guess.
All right, let's move on a little bit. John, is there anything that's actually bugging you this week?
Not yet. Because it's Erection Day, I was able to get off of work early, so that was good.
Did they get off work on Election Day to go vote?
Yes, we get off at 3 o'clock on Erection Day when it's just local races. And the presidential elections every 4 years, we get off at 1.
He did say Erection Day, not Election
Day.
Yeah,
we can't go there, John. Come on.
Erection Day. I love it.
Wait a second.
Well,
I think that would
typically describe some of the candidates running at some point.
Yes, it would.
King.
So did you vote in what, the New York mayoral election?
No, that's that's 2013, and I'm not in the city, so I can't vote there. Honestly, I voted.
So what in the world were you voting for today?
Well, I voted for I wrote in my friend Jim as Supreme Court Justice, so hopefully he gets more than 2 votes. And, you know, there's like local town supervisor and legislative races, but I live in the most Republican town in the most Republican district in the state, so, you know, had I stayed home, the party's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I'm from Huntington, and the Republicans could nominate Bozo up there, and they could still win up there at most of the times. And you know, to be honest, they probably have nominated him a couple times too.
Definitely possible. I mean, we've had a couple Bozos that got nominated here.
All right, let's take a look at just close up here by taking a look at the Indianapolis election. Tom, what's your call down there? Who is winning that race tonight?
Well, you know, and obviously we talked about it with Brian Howie, and we're going to really get into some of this mayoral race in the last hour here on the Balance Radio Network after we drop off from you guys. But this is going to be a huge, huge climax of how much money can be spent. There's been literally millions of dollars that have been spent. Now, I'm the one getting the brain fart. Who was the New York City mayor?
Mike Bloomberg.
Giuliani.
Giuliani's been in town speaking for Greg Ballard. Melinda Kennedy's had Bill Clinton. So two people from New York has come in and has tried to sway the vote either which way. Obviously, millions of dollars have been spent. There's been a lot of negative campaign going on. And really a lot of false negative campaigning going on. And Matt Tawley with the Indianapolis Star wrote an article and basically wrote out the pros and the cons of both articles, of both candidates, I'm sorry. And Melinda Kennedy extracted the pros from his article for her and said, an Indianapolis Star columnist said that I'm the better person for the job because...
All right, we're running out of time, Tom. Who's going to win?
We don't know. It's going to be one of those late minute, late night thing. But I think Greg Ballard will pull this off. I think the Republican incumbent will win.
I agree with you. I think Ballard will win here down there. I think Greg Goodnight wins in Kokomo. I think Wayne Siebold wins in Marion. I think Brooks Fetters wins in Huntington. And I think Tom Henry pulls it out in Fort Wayne.
And I think somebody wins a Supreme Court justice out there in New York.
Really, you can write in your buddy's name for Supreme Court Justice in New York?
You can write in anyone you feel like for any race.
pretty cool. I mean, three votes for Supreme Court Justice.
Can you say you were an official candidate or something? Or Andrew Cuomo, I wrote in a ham sandwich for governor.
You were the one. Hey, guys, thanks a lot. Real quick, everybody, remember, we have the official Gary Snyder Show bet with Brodigan right now.
Facebook official.
I get a Junior's Cheesecake if Senator Lugar wins in May. He gets a Wick's Sugar Cream Pie if Richard Murdoch wins. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
And I get a piece from whoever wins.
That might be you may have to go a ways to get a piece of that sugar cream pie from John. He does live in New York.
Four words, that's what she said.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. And I want to thank all of our guests today, if I can find them. I can't remember them all. We had Robert Rector from the Heritage Foundation, Larry Register, pollster at Pole Position, Andy Lyons, Brian Howey from HoweyPolitics.com. You've been listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
All right. Welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. You just never know what's going to be said between Brodigan and Gary. I don't know, man. I tell you what, somebody's going to get some pie, and I want a piece of it. So, if John, if you get that piece of Rick's sugar cream pie, there's going to be a piece missing. And if you send that cheesecake to Gary, well, I'm going to get a piece of cheesecake. Either which way, get some pie and some cheesecake. Well, guys, I hope you got your pie and cheesecake. The polls have closed, at least in the Eastern time zone, part of Indiana. My name is Tom Marquis. This is the Balance Radio Network. Hopefully in the next few minutes, we'll be joined by Christian Scheckler from up there in Fort Wayne. We're going to talk about the Fort Wayne race and what's been going on up there. And we're going to be covering election returns right here. Just election coverage right here on the Balance Radio Network for another hour. My name is Tom Marquis. So glad you could join us.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back. It is Election Day coverage right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. It's always so much fun to have Gary Snyder and the Gary Snyder Show on with us. We've teamed up with them, as you guys know, right here on the Balance Radio Network. Every day here from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, we do a live simulcast with the Gary Snyder Show. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing it. And so glad that the listeners up there in Marion and Huntington, Indiana, can join us for the first hour here of the Balance / Gary Snyder Show. Okay, guys, I'll tell you what. Typically, this time of the evening is when we go back and we rebroadcast the second hour of the Gary Snyder Show. What we're going to do is we're waiting to be joined by Christian Scheckler of the News Sentinel up there in Fort Wayne, and going to talk a little bit about the Fort Wayne Mayor's race and what's going on up there. And then about the half hour mark here, we're going to jump into the the first half hour, I guess, on the live portion of it, and then we'll go ahead and run that extra half hour on the podcast and iTunes as well. If you want to jump in the conversation, you want to talk about what's going on in your race, just give us a call, 917-889-8516. Have you voted? How did you vote? How were the polls? What part of the state of Indiana are you calling from, and what part of the nation are you calling from? We'd love to talk with you right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name is Sean Marquis, El Presidente. We'll be joining Christian Suttler with the New Sentinel when we get back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Welcome back to the Balance/Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. It's Election Day. So glad that you could join us. Hi, is this Christian? Hello? Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, well, maybe we don't have a caller there, but so glad that you could join us. Guys, if you do want to join in on the conversation right here on the Balance Radio Network, talk about what's going on with your elections and what's going on with your race, we'd love to talk with you, 917-889-8516. Certainly give us a call. We'd love to talk with you and talk more about the race here in Indianapolis. Of course, we've got a race going on in Evansville. So we're going to try and connect with Christian out at the New Sentinel up there in Fort Wayne, and hopefully we can get him on here in just a few short minutes.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
All right, welcome back to the Balance/Gary Snyder Show right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. It's election day, or election night. If you're right here in the Eastern time zone, your polls have closed. I hope you voted, and I hope that your vote counted. I do believe now we are joined by Christian Suttler of the New Sentinel up there in Fort Wayne. Is this Christian?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure, no problem. We've been working through some bugs all day long, so I apologize for that. Sometimes,
hey, that's okay. It might have been on my end, you know.
let it be election day and let a bunch be going on at one time, and that's when everything's gonna go crazy. Well, I invited you on today. Obviously, there's a good mayoral's race going on up there in Fort Wayne. I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on up there in your part of the state and what's been going on as far as voter turnout. I know, according to what one of your articles said, I believe that you expected a pretty good voter turnout. So tell us a little bit about how things have been going on there on Election Day up there in Allen County.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. Here in Fort Wayne, generally I think we're having pretty much average voter turnout, actually. But the interesting thing is that it's bounced back a lot from the last election cycle in 07, when we actually hit probably the lowest mark in at least a decade. We actually had a Republican mayoral candidate in 07 who was actually under indictment by a grand jury, and a lot of the political junkies around here think that basically led to, you know, pretty much one of the lowest turnout figures that we've had in a long time. So we're back up to, I think, moderate or average turnout here, but I think the election officials here are pretty happy about that.
Now, are you guys typically a Democrat city or a Republican city, or do you think that varies with the election?
Well, that's another kind of interesting aspect to the race, is that I think it's would be safe to say it's generally a pretty conservative area here in Allen County and Fort Wayne even. Most of our city council members are Republican. We usually have a pretty large Republican majority on city council. Two of our at-large city council seats, which are, of course, statewide offices, have been Republican for years. So it's interesting that we've actually had Democratic mayors for, I think, 24 of the last 40 years, which is pretty interesting. And given kind of the conservative makeup generally of this county, that's a really a pretty interesting statistic, I think. But, yeah, I think it's generally a conservative part of the state.
All right. Now, I know that you've got a pretty interesting mayor's race going on up there in Fort Wayne, as we do here in Indianapolis, and there's another pretty good race going on down in Evansville. So, really, if you want to look at it, the three biggest cities in the state have some of the biggest closest race or anticipated closest races, mayoral races in the city. Do you think that there's a shift of something going on there, or do you think that's something we need to pay attention to? What are your thoughts about that, and what are your thoughts about the Fort Wayne mayor's race?
Well, I think it might be a little interesting to see how some of these local races shake out, given I think some of the feelings nationally as far as politics goes. One of the interesting aspects of this race is that Paula Hughes, who is the Republican challenger to the Democratic mayor, Tom Henry, she's kind of latched onto this whole issue of debt as one of her driving campaign issues. And I think that's interesting that she's kind of latched on to this whole national debt ceiling debate, maybe, or kind of feelings about debt on a national scale, and kind of made that the driving force of her campaign. So I think maybe in some senses, some of these local races could play out to, I guess, give people a little bit of a taste of maybe what we can expect in 2012. But another interesting aspect of the Fort Wayne race, as well as the Indianapolis race, as I understand it, is that it could be the first time a woman actually takes the mayor's office in the city's history.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Right.
And here's the thing. We were just talking about this with Brian Howie, and we were talking about it with some other people that we've had on the show over the last couple hours and over the last couple days. Melinda Kennedy is no stranger to Indianapolis and the Indianapolis mayor's office. Obviously, she was the deputy mayor for Bart Peterson for a long, long time. They both have spent an exorbitant amount of money. Millions and millions of money. They, Giuliani and Bill Clinton have made appearances on their behalfs here recently. We believe this has every indication of being one of the closest mayoral races Indianapolis has ever had in a long, long time. And if you remember back when Bart Peterson and Greg Ballard ran, pretty much Greg Ballard was an unknown. Did no negative advertising at all, and was able to pull off a landslide momentum victory, which got a lot of national attention. Do you think, in your opinion, and I haven't been up there, so I don't know what's going on in Fort Wayne, but here in Indianapolis, there's been a ton of negative advertising. Now, granted, Melinda Kennedy pulled the first trigger by misquoting or quoting appropriately. Matthew Tully of the Indianapolis Star here wrote an article basically of the pros and cons of both candidates. They extracted the pros part of that article and created a big, high, expensive political ad that says that basically said that Indianapolis Star columnist says that Melinda Kennedy is the best for the job, and here's why. And so obviously that created a bunch of negative ads. Millions and millions of dollars have been – so this is – it's going to go down in history as one of the most expensive mayor's race here in Indianapolis. Do you think that's effective, or do you think that really at the end of the day, the voters, both there in Fort Wayne, here in Indianapolis, and across the nation here, want a politician or a someone to represent them? Do you think they really care about all this negative stuff?
Well, as far as Fort Wayne goes, you know, we won't know obviously until the end of the night how the negative campaigning has affected things, but we certainly have had, I think, most political insiders here in Fort Wayne would say this is probably one of the nastiest campaigns Fort Wayne has had in a while. You know, we've got Paula Hughes, the Republican, accusing the mayor of, you know, bleeding away, you know, thousands of jobs, and the statistics she's using are actually covering, you know, surrounding counties to Fort Wayne, not only Allen County. So that's, you know, a little misleading. And then on the other side, we've got the Democratic mayor, Tom Henry, accusing his opponent of not paying her own taxes. And we've got the Republican challenger actually threatening to sue him for defamation over that statement, because she says, well, it was an LLC. She had started this company. It went under. And, you know, the county came looking for their taxes. And she's saying the mayor's campaign is lying about that. But I don't think we'll know, you know, how that shakes out as far as voters, as far as the voters' opinions till the end of the night. But I do know that a lot of people around here think that, you know, this is the mayor's race to lose, because he has run a good city. He's had a lot of accomplishments. Unemployment's lower here than the state average. So, you know, there may be a sense that had he not gotten into the mud with his opponent, that maybe, you know, he could have won this in a walk.
Now, I know you guys have a lot of exciting things that go on in your city, and your city's growing, you know, a lot. And obviously, one of the things that we have here in Indianapolis is the Super Bowl. What are some of the things, infrastructurally speaking, that the mayors can look forward to or claim victory for in this election?
Well, one of the things that I think Mayor Henry will probably be able to point to is the Harrison Square project downtown in Fort Wayne, which, for those who are unfamiliar with that, basically it's kind of a public-private partnership where the city agreed to build a $30 million baseball stadium downtown, and the private developers agreed to, you know, build a building that will have some apartments and some retail space and stuff like that, and that's kind of an exciting thing downtown. Obviously, politically, there's been some back and forth on, well, did the city was the city right to spend money on the ballpark? You know, is this a true public-private partnership? Are we putting too many tax dollars into that? That's definitely one thing that the mayor can point to and say he's championed this all along. And he actually inherited it from his predecessor in office, but he's certainly been a champion of that project here.
Well, obviously, what we're talking about here is the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, and my wife is from Fort Wayne, so and my mother-in-law still lives up there, and so we frequent the city quite often, and I know that there's the Three Rivers Festival that we attend, but the Fort Wayne Tin Caps stadium is bar none one of the nicest in the state, well, except for Victory Field here in Indianapolis, but
obviously.
My question is, and the rumor has been around, and maybe you've heard this rumor, or maybe you haven't, or maybe you don't know any facts about it, so I certainly don't want you to speak to something that you don't know about, But one of the things that has been circulated is there's a strong possibility that Fort Wayne is a suitor for a AAA baseball team, whether that be the Padres or another one, where that would push them up to just the very next level before the actual majors. Is that why they built that stadium, so that they could basically court a new team?
Well, I have not heard that, and that's probably not exactly my area of expertise. But from what I understand, this whole project, this whole Harrison Square project, and the Tin Cap's new ballpark and everything that goes along with it, is really a downtown revitalization project, really trying to get people into the heart of downtown. Whether they are trying to court a AAA team, I can't exactly speak to. We obviously had the Fort Wayne Wizards here in Fort Wayne, who then became the Tin Caps, so we've had them around for quite a while. But whether they can attract a AAA baseball team, I don't know, but I'm sure Parkview Field could be an attractive venue for something like that.
Now, speaking of new homes, the way that I understand this, and we've had some people on our show here from the Fort Wayne Comets. Now, do they not have a new place to play as well?
The Comets do not have a new place to play. They're still over in the Memorial Coliseum on the northeast side of town.
Oh, okay. I thought that there was plans and works to put them in a new place as well. But they're celebrating a pretty momentous, monumental, I should say, anniversary themselves.
Yeah, I think it's their 60th anniversary this year, from what I understand.
Right.
So.
Now, I want to shift gears just a little bit here with you, and we're talking to Christian Scheckler. Did I say your last name correct?
That's right, Scheckler.
Of the New Sentinel in Fort Wayne, Indiana. So glad that you could join us today, Christian. I want to shift gears a little bit to some races that will affect you on the state level, and that's obviously the governor's race that's coming up. Obviously, Mitch Daniels isn't running. Mike Pence is running for governor. What are your thoughts on the upcoming governor's race next year? And obviously, we're going to be entangled in a huge presidential race. What part, if any part of that race having a deciding factor, do you think Fort Wayne will play?
Well, as far as the governor's race, I haven't had a whole lot of time to think about that. With the city elections here, I'm focused on that right now, obviously. But I do know that Fort Wayne, as the second largest city in the state, has frequently played host to governor's candidates and to presidential candidates who are wanting to tap into certainly a city with a population of 250,000 here and the second largest city in the state and a city that has some potential political backers. So I think we'll see a little bit of Congressman Pence and a little bit of John Gregg here, and I'm sure we'll see one or two of the Republican presidential candidates here, and probably President Obama at some point.
Now let's talk about the presidential candidates. What are your thoughts? Who do you think possibly would suit well in the city of Fort Wayne running for president on the GOP side?
Well, the people I've talked to in Fort Wayne, I think, for the most part, share some of the concerns that Republican voters on a national scale have with the current field. I mean, I think it would be safe to say that most people don't see a front runner kind of emerging aside from Mitt Romney, although Herman Cain's certainly been up near the top of the polls. But I think there is still a little bit of dissatisfaction among conservatives in not having that conservative contrast, I guess, to President Obama. And I'm sure some of these allegations surrounding Herman Cain and maybe some of the erratic performances by Rick Perry in the debates will probably hurt them. And, you know, we might end up, Republican voters might end up with Mitt Romney, and maybe that's not their first choice, but it seems like 2012 is going to be kind of a polarizing race, so it seems like folks will fall in line behind whoever the Republican presidential nominee turns out to be.
Now, obviously, you've got pretty much your you've got three candidates on the ballot up there for mayor, Tom Henry and Paula Hughes, and you've also got an independent up there as well. Some of your other talk to us a little bit about some of your other local races. I know you've got your council at large. You've got a couple Republican incumbents coming in there, and you have a couple districts that you've got Republican incumbents. If Tom Henry keeps his job, how are they able to work well together, or do you think that this is going to be a shift in power in the city council local races there as well?
Well, we do have a couple of pretty interesting city council races here. We've got We've got a district here in the city where we've actually got a first-term Democratic incumbent who actually unseated a nine-term, 36-year Republican councilman in one of the probably heaviest Republican-leaning districts in the city. And she's been a good councilman. I think she's got a good reputation. She's a hard worker, and she's going up against an equally hardworking Republican challenger. So I think that'll be a race that'll be one of the most interesting that plays out as we see whether she can hold on to her seat in, like I said, one of the most Republican-leaning districts here in the city. As far as the at-large races go, we've got a strong Democratic incumbent, John Schoaf, who has butted heads at times with the mayor's office, and he's definitely a kind of an independent voice on council, and I think a lot of people expect him to stay in there. And then we've got Marty Bender, who's a Republican, who is the deputy police chief at the police department. He's a pretty popular incumbent. And then there's one open seat in the at-large race, and we're going to have to see how that shakes out. We've got a couple people who have actually either been on council or have run for city council in previous years who are vying for that spot. So that'll shake out as a pretty interesting race as well, I think.
Now, real quickly, on some of your neighboring towns there, I know they have mayor's race as well. New Haven, any surprises there? Or do you think that's pretty much Terry McDonald's job to keep?
From what I've heard, it seems like that's Terry McDonald's job to keep. And one of the interesting things is I think Ted Ellis, the mayor of Bluffton, was actually unopposed, so he got to walk right back to another term in the mayor's office as well down in Bluffton.
Yeah, it looks to me like Columbia City is starting to report, at least tentatively, that Ryan Daniel will be the new mayor out there. Any surprises there over Kathy Hettner? I apologize if I said that wrong.
You know what? I have to apologize. I am actually not familiar with that race. I haven't been following that Columbia City race as closely as I have some of these others in surrounding cities.
Okay, what about Marion, Wayne Siebold, or Lynn Johnson?
You know what? That's a little bit out of our coverage range, too,
okay,
for our paper, so I haven't exactly been able to keep up with that one either. I apologize.
It's no problem. We have already talked about that race, and obviously I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Christian, really appreciate you being here. I try to take pride in asking the most in-depth questions I can come up with. but anything you'd like to share with our listeners that maybe I didn't ask you or that you want to talk about the city of Fort Wayne or anything that you would like to share?
Well, I just think, you know, Fort Wayne's a big city. It's, I think, an influential city in Indiana, but I think it could be much more so, and I don't know if it gets quite the notoriety that it deserves. But I think this Fort Wayne mayor's race is certainly one that people around the state should probably tune into because it's going to be pretty interesting. We've got a number of different factors in play from, you know, possibly the first female mayor of Fort Wayne to seeing how, you know, newly annexed parts of the city will play into it. We've got a good mayor who's kept kind of a steady ship here in Fort Wayne, but with a feisty opponent who's really hammering that whole idea of debt and fiscal responsibility into the ground. We'll see if voters decide that they want to go a little bit of a different direction.
Well, we greatly appreciate you joining us, Christian Scheckler of the News Sentinel in Fort Wayne. Where can our listeners find your work, stalk you on Facebook, follow you on Twitter, anything like that?
Yeah, you can always follow the News Sentinel at our main website, which is news-sentinel.com. That's news-sentinel.com. We've got a Facebook page. It's just News Sentinel. And you can follow News Sentinel on Twitter, and you can also follow me on Twitter if you desire. It's J.C. Scheckler, J-C-S-H-E-C-K-L-E-R. I try to update that as frequently as I can while still getting my real work done. So we'd always appreciate anyone tuning in on social media or what have you.
Well, we certainly appreciate you being on the show. Don't be a stranger to our show or the Gary Snyder Show down there at 1400 WBAT in Marion. Christian Scheckler from the News Sentinel. Christian, thanks so much for joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you. Great conversation about the city of Fort Wayne up there in Fort Wayne. Christian Scheckler of the News Sentinel. So glad that he could join us today. It is Election Day, guys. We're going to be right back. And when we get back, what we're going to do is we're going to rebroadcast just the first half hour of yesterday's show with the Gary Snyder Show. I've got to run downtown here to the Indianapolis Republican Mayor's Election Return Headquarters with Mayor Greg Ballard. No doubt about it. Tomorrow, myself and Gary Snyder on 1400 WBAT will break down all the races across the state of Indiana. And remember, guys, if you're not in the Eastern time zone, you still got a half an hour to get out there and vote. Go do your civic duty and vote right here. Not vote right here. You can vote here anytime you want. That's not where it counts. But we're so glad that you could join us today here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Remember, always be safe.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Hey guys, this is Tony Kanaan, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, the best in town.
Back here. Maybe, unless you want to listen to the Beatles a little more. I think I've got 30 seconds to go. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT. Before we get to our next guest, which is Jim Brunner, you all know him. You don't need me to introduce him, but just in case, Marion City Council District 3, he's going to talk to us about his reelection bid. He needs your vote tomorrow, and he's going to tell you why you should vote for him. But first, our sponsor this hour, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. They are your hometown Chevy and used car dealership. Whether you're looking for that new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car or truck you are looking for at the price no one will beat. When I say no one, what do I really mean? Exactly, no one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one stop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated, and there shouldn't be any guesswork involved. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are the one-stop shop for all of your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call 866-466 1956. Ask for Barry. You know the saying. He's always, you know, well, we'll get to that in a minute. Visit him at barrybunker.com or Visit their store at 1307 North Wabash Avenue in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. Of course, I should not have to say this, but I'm going to anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, Jim, welcome.
Hello, Gary. A couple things real quick. Number one, when you play a little Sgt. Pepper, I'm old enough to remember when I heard that album for the first time, and it's kind of like, you know, what did you think the first time you heard that JFK got assassinated, or what did you think the first time you heard that Magic Johnson had AIDS, which was 20 years ago today, by the way?
I did not know that.
Yes, but never forget the first time I heard that great album. And number two, please be sure that everybody understands that I am here under the equal opportunity FCC rules, because you did have my opponent on several weeks ago, and you have asked me and were nice enough to give me equal time, and I'm here taking advantage of that equal time on this radio station, and this place does look a little familiar to me. So,
hey, that's the way I roll here on the
okay,
Gary Snyder
all right.
Show.
Fair.
All right, you are up for re-election tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell us about why you want to continue on the Marion City Council.
Well, I think if anybody would look around what has happened the last 4 years, you know, my opponent has come out and said that it's time to put an end to politics as usual. Well, I would like to remind people what politics as usual has produced over the last 4 years. Number one, it's produced twice as many jobs at our General Motors plant, and we've had a $500 million with a B dollar investment by General Motors, and that has all happened in the last 4 years, and boy, you can only imagine where we would be if that did not occur. We have those gorgeous new gardens and playgrounds at Motter Park. I'm very much involved with the park department because I am the liaison to the park department and work very closely with them. We have added a gorgeous new YMCA, a $10 million investment to an area that was about ready to be torn down, the old Memorial Coliseum. People still walk in there with tears in their eyes realizing what we were able to do with that dilapidated building. We are about, and I know you're excited about this, are ready to add a brand new sports arena and hockey franchise on the east side of town. In fact, I talked to those folks over the weekend, and things are really moving forward. We're about done with phase one and getting ready to move toward phase two. I think for the people, especially in the center city area, the thing that makes them the happiest over the last 4 years, we have torn down 400 dilapidated homes. And if you live next to a home that needs to be torn down and it is not torn down, you know what it does to the depreciation of your home and just the livability of living in your home. So those people literally have been crying with thankfulness when we've been able to do that for them at no expense to them. Obviously, if you just go about another 10 blocks to the south here and see the gorgeous new water park and wave pool that we have added, that has done so much for the quality of life in our community. The expansion of Indiana Westland is beyond description. The governor was here over the past week and said what everybody else says when they walk through there and haven't been there maybe for a year or two. It's just mind-boggling what has been accomplished with that facility. It is the fastest-growing private-owned university in the state of Indiana. One thing that we're so proud of, Gary, we've been able to add free bus rides for our citizens. 1,500 people per day take advantage of those, and when you think about gas prices, which the last time I looked, city councilmen and the mayor do not have a chance to work on lowering those gas prices. So what we work on lowering the prices of what people can do when it comes to getting around our community, and so many people are able to take advantage of those free bus rides. 1,500 people per day getting around this fair city. We've paved 16 miles of roads in the past 365 days. And we've had tremendous cooperation, and maybe if you're a little new to the community, you don't know how vicious the cooperation used to be between Marion and Gas City, working on both the I-69 and 18 corridor and the I-69 and 22 corridors. And now Mayor Leach and Mayor Siebold have worked so well in unison to make those a tremendous success. And if you just drive by those areas, you'll know what I'm talking about. Those are just 10 of the items that I have written down as what politics as usual have produced in this community. My opponent says it's time to put an end to politics as usual, so maybe he Maybe he doesn't like those 10 things, but I think most people would. And if you like those things, there's many more on the horizon, and we would certainly appreciate a vote for the Republican team tomorrow at the polls.
So when he talks about politics as usual, putting an end to that, you take exception to that?
Yeah. We work pretty hard on a lot of these items, and as you well know, I, being the Sports Authority president, and by the way, I do not receive a penny for that. That is all volunteer work on my part, and you know how hard I've been working on that. That is the next big thing on the horizon. Just the thought of having a hockey franchise for this community, the thought of having a 5,000-seat arena where we can bring in family shows and concerts and rodeos and circuses, and already Indiana Wesleyan and Taylor have told us that they have national events that would like to come in here and be part of that facility, and then you can only imagine once that arena is built, what's going to happen around it with hotels and restaurants and shops. So that will be the next major expansion of this community if and when we get that baby put to bed. And hopefully with phase one just about done and phase two on the horizon, we hope to have hockey and that arena built and ready to go within the next 11 months.
So when your opponent gets on the radio or in print or on the web and says, I don't think this is happening, you respond by saying,
well, last time I talked to Val Bomani, who's part of Game 7 and ever the people putting this on, he tells me absolutely, quote-unquote, everything is A-OK and moving toward completion. In fact, I got a call today from the mayor. They got some more good news that we're just about ready to put the end of Phase 1. The weather has been extremely cooperative to us. Just go out there and see how much earth we moved out there as they get ready to begin to build that building. It's going to happen, Gary.
Well, one of the things I think that carries this election and probably more in this election than most is jobs here in Marion. And Marion still carries an over 10% unemployment rate, still one of the highest in the area. Without your leadership on city council, would the situation be worse?
Well, all you have to do is go back several years ago to when we lost the Thompson Consumer plant and lost 2,000 well-paying jobs. Yes, there was a lot of unemployment when that happened, and it doesn't. You just don't go out and replace that that facility overnight. Certainly what's been accomplished out at the General Motors plant with doubling their size in the last 4 years has helped. You know, some of those things that I've talked about, that new sports arena and that entire area out there would certainly be a big boom for jobs. And we're looking at what's going on at Indiana Wesleyan, and they are becoming perhaps one of the largest employers in our community, because every time you put a new building up, every time you add, you know, now they're putting this incredible medical facility together, it just takes a number of people, A, to build those, and then B, more importantly, to run those type of facilities and to teach in those facilities. So, and those are well-paying jobs. So looking forward to the continued growth of Indiana Wesleyan University.
Now, one of the, concerns that your opponent has is that the city of Marion has been giving way too many abatements, tax breaks out to businesses, and I think I heard him discuss this morning, and we're not getting the return on investment. Your response is?
Cost of doing business. That's the way the game is played. When people come to your community, they'll say to you, we have five different cities we're looking at coming to. We're going to choose one of those five. Four of the other five have already told us we can get a tax abatement. What do you say, sir? And obviously you either say, nope, can't do it, and they walk out the door, or you say, yes, we can play that game because that's the way the game is played.
Hey, can you hold through the break?
Sure.
You're listening to the Gary Snyder Show on 1400 WBAT.
Hi, this is Tracy Boatwright. I had the honor of serving on the Marion City Council, in the state legislature, and as Indiana State Fire Marshal. Now I'm asking you to support Lynn Johnson for mayor of Marion. Lynn was born and raised in Marion. She's a graduate of Ball State University. Lynn was the owner and manager of the Country Shed Restaurant here in Marion. Since 1993, Lynn has owned Johnson Management, a small business that specializes specializes in helping businesses improve their organizational efficiency. Lynn has been a friend for over 25 years and is also my accountant. I have complete trust in her competence and in taking care of my finances. Lynn's common sense and her experience as a corporate manager and a small business owner will be an asset for the city of Marion. I know she will work hard to do what is best for the people of Marion. On November the 8th, cast your ballot for Lynn Johnson for mayor.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison and authorized by the committee to elect Lynn Stribe Johnson for mayor.
Common sense, experience, and leadership for Marion. Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison for Marion City Council at large. They agree with the Marion Chronicle Tribune editorial, which said, to require taxpayers to provide the more than $100,000 budgeted to cover health insurance costs for city council members is just wrong. All three Republican incumbent at-large city council members support keeping the city paid health insurance for council members. Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison believe that city council members do not deserve $100,000 in benefits for these part-time jobs. As your city council members, they will work to eliminate this perk. On November 8th, remember, common sense, experience, and leadership for Marion. Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison for Marion City Council at large.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison.
This is Lou Holtz, and you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show, and I have no reason why.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Social Distortion doing their cover of Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Can't beat that. Except unless maybe Johnny Cash was doing it, but that would be kind of weird since, yeah, he's dead. Schaefer's Indiana Turf, they're up in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your mowing needs this fall, which, I don't know. But they're also there for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the new Arion Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely Mowers, and of course, they're one of Indiana's largest Dixie Chopper dealers. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, that's a really long time. If you're actually doing it, that's over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. They still carry all the top brands, Arion Snow Throw Snow Blowers, Gravely and Hustler Mowers, and they even have the Echo Chainsaws and Leaf Blowers. Keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Call today, 260-489-3391, or visit them up at their store just up the highway in Fort Wayne at 5202 West Washington Center Road. Of course, you can always go online at indianaturf.com. And remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jim Brunner. He is the Marion City Council. Is it District Ward?
Ward 3.
Ward 3.
Northwest side of the city.
And he is running for re-election. All right, we talk about, and your opponent talks about what you have or have not done in the past. But let's look forward a little bit, because that's what elections are about. If you're re-elected, what do you hope to accomplish in your next term?
Well, the first thing on the agenda is obviously the sports arena, the hockey franchise, and all the things that's going to bring.
Which you got to get that done.
That has to get done. That's an absolute must get done, must do. Obviously, we are working on a number of other buildings. The Five Points Mall, Gary, is certainly in my ward, and is something that those people have made a major commitment to the tune of about $5 million of renovating the inside, the outside, adding some new tenants. They got a tenant right now that's getting ready to come into the big box on the south end of it that used to have Stephen Berry's. They've also got some other national people that are looking at them. And they really feel by doing some modernization of the inside and outside and even do some of the just the phone lines and the computer lines and the things that go in and out of that building, they really think that in the next year they could really make that a much more viable shopping area, and that would be huge for this community. Because when you think about Marion, so much has happened to the south end of the community, and since the north end was always the hub of the business, maybe sometimes you have a habit of maybe not thinking about the north end. So getting that Five Points Mall up and really rolling, I think, would be another major project for the next 12 months.
Well, let me ask, is my billboard in your district?
Just to the south of it.
I was going to say, maybe you can make a promise to get rid of that eyesore.
In fact, it's very, very close. And it may be almost right on the border. So I know I enjoy seeing that. I enjoy seeing your smiling face up there.
Scares people, from what I've been told.
I have not done my homework while I've got you here real quickly. Who is running for mayor in Huntington? Is that a hotly contested race up there?
You know, you would like to hope so. You have Brooks Fetters, who beat six Republicans running
for
the nomination back in the spring, including our mayor now, and he finished third. And you have a Democrat that's running and an independent, but Huntington is just so. I mean, you could literally put up Bozo as a Republican and he would win. So.
You said that, I didn't. Let me real quickly.
Go ahead.
Finish my thought because I'm getting off on a tangent here, and I should not do that with limited time. One of the other things we want to try to maintain is the tremendous ability that we've had as a council to get along, not only with ourselves but also with the mayor. You may not know this. There was a time that people literally would have parties to watch the city council meetings because there was so much screaming and yelling and arguing. We have not had that. The Democrats get along with the Republicans. The Republicans get along with the Democrats. And I think all of us believe the same thing, and that is you take care of the people in your ward first. When we had the vote on whether or not to privatize water, I had 117 phone calls. Counted every one of them, and every one of them said, do not vote for this. That's why I voted no. I had close to 100 phone calls when they were considering doing dual laning of the major streets downtown. That's why I voted no on that issue. And I had well over 100 responses telling me that do not allow another nursing home to come in here with some tax incentives because we can't even fill the nursing homes we have in this community. I was outvoted by the council on that one, but I voted the way the people in my ward wanted me to vote. And that's, I think, so important. Sometimes you see people say, well, I don't care what people in my ward say. I know more than they do. No, you don't. You represent the constituents in your ward 100% of the time. And one thing that was interesting, we did about 2.5-3 years ago when we were doing some budget hearings, we had a chance to really sit down with some people over about a week period and ask them what they wanted in this community. And I wish Justin was sitting here because he'd be happy. The number one thing they told us, Gary, and they still tell us, top-notch police, top-notch fire department. We have cut crime in this community, and that's something a lot of people don't talk about. I walk my three dogs every night after midnight, and very safe to walk in my ward, even at that late hour. And our fire department, I think, is absolutely incredible. They have endorsed me, by the way, in my candidacy, and I thank them for that. And those are some hardworking individuals. And all you have to do is go spend about a day with any of our policemen or any of our firemen, and you'll find just how professional of a job they do. And that's what the people, not only in my ward, but the city have said to us, don't ever compromise our protection.
And just from dealing with Justin and the chief and Justin doing his show here, you know, I can, I guess, vouch for the professionalism that they offer. Now, nationally, we see a lot of contention, Republicans not willing to reach across the aisle to Democrats not reaching across, a lot of bitterness, a lot of basically visceral reaction to anything anybody puts forward. So what you're telling me is you listen to your constituents, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican proposal, and you're not afraid to buck the party trend if need be.
In fact, I had some of the Democratic high-ups tell me the reason they did not slate a candidate against me in the third ward was they felt I did a heck of a job of listening to the people in my ward and really felt I represented the ward, be it Democrat or Republican. I will also say this about the council I currently serve on. I sat on four different school boards through the years, and this is the second term I've had on the city council. It is easily the most professional group of people I've ever been associated with. I can't remember one meeting where anybody's ever gotten out of line. I can't remember any time when somebody tried to one-up somebody else on the council. It is a very fine group of professional people that I have the opportunity to work with. And some people call this a part-time job. Uh-uh. It's a full-time job.
I'm surprised you stayed in politics after being on a school board. I sat on a school board.
And you know what that's like.
You know, I mean, from day one, you know who your friends are.
This is a great point a city councilman made to me one time when I was on the school board, and I've never forgot what he said. He said, when you're dealing with people's children, you cannot win because that's flesh and blood. When you're on a city council, you're dealing with sidewalks and streets and tax abatements, and he said, sometimes it's a lot easier to get along with people when you're dealing with their sidewalks and their streets and picking up their garbage and picking up their snow compared to doing things with their children. So I have found it much more enjoyable to be a city councilman than I did being a school board member.
All right, close the case here.
Tremendous things are going on. We've done that with a balanced budget, a frozen tax rate, and a top-shelf bond rating. Please get out and vote tomorrow. Vote Republican. Vote Jim Brunner, City Council Ward 3. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Jim.
Common sense, experience, and leadership for Marion. Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison for Marion City Council at Large. They agree with the Marion Chronicle Tribune editorial, which said, to require taxpayers to provide the more than $100,000 budgeted to cover health insurance costs for city council members is just wrong. All three Republican incumbent at-large city council members support keeping the city paid health insurance for council members. Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison believe that city council members do not deserve $100,000 in benefits for these part-time jobs. As your city council members, they will work to eliminate this perk. On November 8th, remember, common sense, experience, and leadership for Marion, Paul Thompson, Jocelyn Whitaker, and Pam Hutchison for Marion City Council at Large.
Paid for by Pam Hutchison.
Did you know that pancreatic cancer is the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death? A mere 6% of those diagnosed will survive more than 5 years. However, Global Cure is working to reverse the trend and find a cure for pancreatic cancer in our lifetime. Through cutting-edge clinical trials, a dedicated team is getting closer to the cure, but they need your help in raising awareness and funding. Visit mattressfirm.com/charity to find out how you can help.
WBAT, brought to you by Stanley Steamer, where we appreciate your business. Call us today at 384-4470. Remember, living brings dirt in. Stanley Steamer takes it out.
Hello, this is Henry Smith, president of Indiana Wesleyan University. Again this year, Indiana Wesleyan is joining hands with the Salvation Army to help needy children in the Grant County area. Please be an angel and sponsor a needy child in our community this holiday season. Stop by the Five Points Mall in Marion or this radio station at 820 South Pennsylvania Street. Pick up the name of a child whose wish is on the card for you to purchase a gift. Be an angel this holiday season. Help the angel tree. Thank you.
Hello, this is Gunner from the Ice House. Recently, as you know, my father, Steve Rosley, better known as the Iceman, passed away, leaving a big hole in our community. Some of our good friends spoke with Connie and myself about a scholarship fund in my dad's name at the Community Foundation. And since Dad touched so many lives of the people in the community of Marion, Connie and I can think of no better way to honor him than to create a fund that will carry on his tradition of giving back. If you'd like to participate, please make your donations out to the Community Foundation with Rosley in the memo line. We want to thank you in advance for your participation, and as my dad would always say, thank you, friends.
Bringing local news to Gas City, Jonesboro, and all of Grant County. We are 1400 WBAT.
From the 1400 WBAT newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The Marion Fire Department has promoted three members of its staff. Veteran firefighters Mike Walker and Jason Hale have both been promoted to captains in the department. Walker has been with the department for 13 years, and Hale has been a Marion firefighter for 9 years. And Tino Michener has been promoted to full-time firefighter status, having successfully fulfilled his one-year probationary status. And a former Huntington man faces fraud charges and may face federal counterfeiting charges in connection with counterfeit bills that were found in Huntington businesses recently. Police arrested 24-year-old Jeffrey Denton Jr. after he tried to pass a fake $100 bill at the Huntington Walmart. Denton first told police that he didn't know where the bill came from, but later confessed to making it himself. Investigators say Denton, who now lives in Fort Wayne, was able to remove the ink from a $5 bill and change it to a $100, but the fake bill was caught by store employees. Another fake $100 was discovered at another Huntington business last week, and police believe Denton was responsible for it as well. And finally, Miami County's budget for next year may still change as officials wait for the next step in the process. The county's budget was sent to the state at the beginning of the month, and now county officials are waiting for the Indiana Department of Local Government Finance to either approve it or ask for reductions. For 2012, the council approved a budget of $9.8 million, which has council members divided. Some say it's the worst budget they've seen in 7 years, while others expect to reduce the budget. The reason some expect reductions will be necessary is because while the budget the council approved is $9.8 million, the tax levy can only provide $4.8 million. From the 1400 WBAT Newsroom, I'm Weston Lee. The 1400 WBAT forecast for the rest of today, mostly cloudy and mild with a chance of showers, highs around 62. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, lows around 50. And tomorrow, Election Day, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild, highs near 70 degrees. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
Brotherhood of man, or whatever that means.